Yeah, that's funny. Okay, we're alive and on the air, so I'm laughing about that, Stephen.
Yeah.
Anyway, we won't talk about that right now, right? Your mom.
Right.
I love her. She's the best. So, everybody, welcome to the show. This is Being a Spiritual Entrepreneur. And, Stephen, what do you think about our show? What's going on? Because we do this every Tuesday night, and my friend here has been going and traveling and for the past couple of weeks, so he's got his hands full and building his businesses, and me too. So, what's your thoughts on this show and everything?
I think it's great, and I'm glad that we started, and I'm glad you reached out and allowed me to help you out with it, and because I know you don't need the help, but I'm glad you involved me, you know. So, so yeah,
yeah,
I think it's
I
good,
love
and
you.
I hope
you're,
a lot
you're
of people can get something from it. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. So yeah, Steve and I go back a long way. We're buddies. We've been buddies for a long time, and I know his mom and his family, and they're, you know, every family. We have some crazies in our family. You have crazies in yours, and I always say,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the best one I think I love the most is your grandma. If anybody's arm wrestling her, his grandma will definitely win. She's a tough cookie. So,
but
you got a lot of good. Yeah, she is crazy, and you have a lot of women that have shown you how to treat women over the years, and you know, your mom and your grandma were really they were icons in your life, right? Or have been and still are. But they show you how to talk to a woman, right? Treat a woman. Am I wrong about that? Right about that?
No, okay. No, you're 100% right. I mean, I grew up most of my life with just women, because, you know, I didn't have a dad, so not till I was like 10. I never met him till I was 10. So, yeah,
wow.
I grew up with women, and yeah, I guess I don't know. I didn't have like really a male role model figure, so
right.
Kind of figured that out mostly on my own, and I did spend a little bit of time with my dad and my grandpa, so that helped a little bit, like when I was a little older. But yeah, no, my mom's like super old school, and definitely my grandma. So they all think they're Italian, you know. So don't get my grandma started on the Italian movies and all that. But no, yeah. So they you know, they want to be treated like women. You know, like my mom taught me to open her door, like her car door, like doors for other women, like how to talk to them. Yeah. So all that, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess that's, you know, that's basically what I grew up with. So I guess it gave me a good base for where I'm at now.
I think so. I know, you know how to be friends. And I know you got a sweetheart who loves you dearly, and you love her. You guys get married in a few weeks, actually, a couple months, 2 months, I believe. And
yeah,
we'll come to your wedding, all right. Me and Rob are. She's all right? Yeah, okay.
She's all right. I know she's going to listen to it later, so hopefully she laughs.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't get my butt
kicked,
huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, two thumbs up, Crystal. You know what I mean? So anyway, but she's good. Your mom will be listening to it later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to ask you a question. You and I have been talking about things that really get in our way besides ourselves, and maybe this is all ourselves getting in the way, but they're of building a business. So I told you several stories I've got going on right now, and they're listening to the show or later. But I'm going to give you this one, all right? And man and a woman. And I've got the guy, and he's a client of mine, sweetheart, okay? Runs a nonprofit organization. You know, knows he's supposed to be doing spiritual work and has had set things in place where he can have you know, to start his spiritual business on his own. And he has a relationship that is challenging. And I want to get your take on this one, because we're going to talk tonight about how Steve and I talked about this, if you're listening now or later, and we agreed to talk about it, because we have, and I've had this, and we have people that we love or in love with us that don't support every aspect of our business and want to put restrictions on us. And this guy that I'm telling you about, his girl, he moved out for the weekend. He said, he called me the other day. He said, Tree, I'm not going back. He goes, if she's the right woman, she'll be sure enough of herself where she won't have to hold on so tight and put control on me and make me feel that I'm wrong for wanting to get people involved in my, retreats, girls and guys, kids and families. And she was having a hard time with that because, you know, it's single moms come in with their kids. And he goes, I love her. I don't want to be without her. And he said, but I know this is what I'm supposed to do. And that's what he told me. And I was like, well, but, you know, he says, I'm going to have to end it with her because this will not change. And I know this is my soul's purpose. So what is your thoughts on that? And I've got a girl one. So I want to hear your take on it, because that's what I told him,
I think if you have, and I mean, a lot of times I think, because I have this, like when you're a kid, you kind of, you might not have like a clear vision on what you're supposed to do in life.
Right.
Definitely not as a kid, right? But you kind of have a sense or like a knowing of what you want to do or what's going to separate you from everybody else, that like, you know, what you can do to help others around you. Cause I don't know for everybody, but I know for me and a lot of people that I've talked to, like ever since I was a kid, you know, like I've wanted to help others, and now my picture's more clear, maybe from some of the experiences that I've been through and like the hardships and stuff like that. But basically I feel like I can help in certain areas more than others. And I'm passionate about it. You know, like I want to reach out to people that I know are going through hard times and be able to help them through it. And
right.
I want other people that are going through things that if they look at my story and they find similarities or they can relate, they can reach out and be like, hey, you know, What was it that helped you through this? Or what was it that helped you through that? How did you do it? Like, what did, you know, like pick my brain, because I want to share some of the experiences and things that I've resolved in my own life. And I want to be able to share that. So it kind of sounds like, you know, maybe he's had a picture from when he was at a younger age than he is now. And I think he should pursue it 110%. And if it's something that's like a life mission or something that you feel so passionate about deep inside, I don't think anything should hold you back. And, you know, I've had the same problems with like people in my life that I love and I care about, but them not seeing the same vision that you see, and they don't have the same feelings on the inside of, you know, the importance of whatever your mission is, you know, so they're not going to see it the same way. So they're going to, like, if they love and care about you, they might be telling you, hey, you know, this isn't worth it. Hey, this is, you know, this is just a waste of time, or you shouldn't be doing that or whatever, because they don't have the same passion or desire or thoughts or vision as you have. So if you have it and you know it, sometimes you can't even explain it to people that love you, and they're not saying it maybe all the time out of like hate or jealousy or anything like that. You know, they're trying to either protect you or say something that they think would be best for you, but you're the person that knows what's best for you. So if you're going to be able to do something that you love and that makes you happy and you can pursue that, I say like 1,000%, like just do it, you know, and don't let anything hold you back. And if people around you can't accept that, then, you know, maybe you need to put them on hold for the second, or maybe depending on who it is or what the problems are, maybe they just don't need to be a part of your life, you know? And I've had to push away friends and family that have told me stuff with just starting my business online, you know, like, oh, it's a waste of time. Oh, that's a scam. Oh, how are you going to make money? Oh my gosh. Look at the money you've put into it. Like, you know, but they didn't see the same vision as me. They didn't see the goals. They didn't see what I want to do, the happiness that it brought me, you know, the reach that I'm able to get through my business to actually pursue other things in my life, like helping others and stuff like that, you know? So for him, I say, you know, if he wants to do retreats with people and help them, and, you know, he's passionate about that, like, do it, you know, and don't let anybody hold you back.
I'm going to agree with you on that 100% because mm-hmm. I told him, and she's very jealous of the women that, you know, and he could care less about women. When a man really, this is something, and I know this without a shadow of a doubt, because I do coaching, mm-hmm. you know, with people, that when a man loves a woman, he really usually will not cheat on her when he really loves her and he likes himself and has a clear vision about what he's here to do. When a woman, women are a little bit easier to cheat in certain situations than men are, truly at that level. That's mm-hmm. my own thing right there. But the woman is jealous. He's got a vision. It doesn't have anything about meeting women or seeing somebody better looking or anything like that. It means that, hey, mm-hmm. I have been told to do this. I've gotten this in meditation. I've known this since I was a little kid. I've never had a woman in my, you know, that could be my partner. And he said, Tree, I left for the weekend. And I told him, I said, take a weekend break. See what happens. And he says, I'm not going back. He goes, it's devastating to do this. He says, but I'm not going back. And I said, okay. And I said, you give her a chance. He said, if she wants to come back, then we'll talk about it. But this is what I'm here to do. And this is my higher self, the God I believe in, angels, whatever you want, the higher power. He said, hey, you do this and you don't segregate just men. You make it available for everybody, you know? So I get it. And I mean, and I agree with you, what you're saying, whether it's your significant other or a family member, saying that, well, this is not going to work, you know, and it's not going to work because you've taken too much time away from me. You're taking too much time away from our family. You're taking too much time away from your mom or whatever. You know, I look at people mm-hmm. and I go, okay, if they're giving advice about how much time it takes, or is it taking time away from them? Are you going to cheat on me? And this is what the girl's saying to him, you know. And I have another situation where a guy's saying this to a woman that I'm working with. And, you know, he's just a character. But so I'm looking at his girl. I'm looking at what she's saying, and he has a way of getting involved with cray-cray. That's what I call them. You know, crazy women, crazy men. So he's involved with another cray-cray. And he says to me, he says, well, what do I do? I said, is she running a successful business? He goes, no. I said, has she been in several relationships that hasn't worked? And he goes, yeah. I said, okay, so you're taking relationship advice from her. You're taking business advice from her, and she's not. She doesn't have a great business. She doesn't have a successful relationship in the past before you. So what are you doing? And I said, so he goes, well, you're right. I got that in meditation. That's that. So anyway, what's your thoughts? So when someone's jealous, when someone wants to stop you because of their past or because they're unsuccessful in a relationship, what's your thoughts on that? Because if their relationships aren't successful in the past, that is not your fault. That's in the past, right? You were meaning any of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think?
And I can relate to that. And I think personally, I mean, you absolutely need the person that you're with to be supportive of what you're passionate about, you know? Like for me, it's starting my company and, you know, like I need my fiance, my future wife, to be a part of that and to, like support me. Whether she sees the same vision as me or not, she needs to be able to be supportive in every aspect of it, of how I reach out to people, who I talk to, how I go about my business, like. She needs to be supportive. She does help me a lot. And she's supportive about quite a few things. But, you know, I think it's a work in progress for me. But I think that everybody needs to have somebody that is supportive and that doesn't deter them from taking the steps that they need to achieve their goals, you know, with whatever it is. If it's business, if it's you know, their life journey of being able to go on the retreat and help people or whatever it is, you know, I think having somebody like your significant other, right? Having somebody to be there and be supportive, you guys are like a power team, you know? It actually, not only does it help you, but it like launches you to your success within whatever sphere it is, I think sooner, you know? If you can work together on it, like, you can do it all yourself, which is fine, but if you have the support of somebody you love and care about and you're around all the time, I think it's super beneficial for you, your business, your goals, whatever it is, you know? And that doesn't mean that they have to just be supportive of you. You have to be absolutely 110% supportive of them too, you know? It goes both ways. It's like any relationship, you know? You can't just give, and then, expect them not to give back and vice versa, you know? You can't just take, and then expect to never give, you know? And that's the same with, like, the support, you know? That's what a relationship's about, is supporting one another and being there. Sometimes you don't see the vision that the person you're with has. And that's okay, but you need to try and see the vision, you know? You got to try and relate. I mean, you love them for a reason, so what is that you love about them? You know, they got to be a good person, right? That you see within them a good person that has good values or good morals, or, you know, is nice to others or whatever it is that you value, you know? And you have to be supportive of even the things that maybe you don't see exactly, or maybe things are influencing your perspective on it. You just have to get over those things and, you know, move on and work on being able to feed off of each other and make one another better, you know? That's my perspective on that.
I like it.
So,
I agree with
you
on that.
Kareem?
That's
what
good.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you on that. I mean, I have situations come up just in my coaching business. I have another, and I told you about this today because we were going over some things that we were going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I have a client, and she's a great soul, but she just found out the guy of her dreams, that they've been together for 10 years, long-distance relationship, which I'm not crazy about anyway. That's not for me to choose. For myself, I choose not to have that. But she found out that he's actually married, been married for 3 years to someone else. Having a relationship with another woman for a year. The woman he married, he's been with as long as he's been with her, and she's been with him for almost 9 years now, right? And he found all of this out. One guy, three different lives, and long distance to her. And she says, Cherie, I said, do you remember how crazy jealous he was? And she said, yeah. And I said, so you can have this great, fulfilling life, but you've got to learn to be by yourself. I said, I've known you for quite a while. And I said, so when when you've got this vision about what your soul's purpose is, your life purpose, however you look at it, then you've got this person in your life that you're jealous of, and you're jealous because you feel like you're a victim from the past. Do you really think there's victims, or is this your soul lessons to learn? See, I think that there's no victims here unless they're small children. I think it's soul lessons that we're learning to prepare us for our own life purpose, soul purpose, to be the best version of ourselves. What do you think about that?
I think the goal in life is always to be learning, whether it's in relationships or other, you know, aspects. And I think, I mean, we've talked about this quite a while ago now, probably. But like,
it's okay.
You know, for me, I believe in that there's one purpose, like one main purpose, that when you incarnate into this life, that you're here to learn, like a main one. And then there's other things and other people that you're here to help learn other things, you know, that maybe they're here to learn. And I think, you know, that you have the main thing, but then, you know, you have a bunch of other little learning periods that you need to go through. And sometimes those little learning periods help you to be able to learn whatever the actual, whatever the actual big learning is. I'm drawing a brain fart right now, to be honest, but
that's
no,
okay.
you get what
so
I'm
you're
saying.
So you're saying
like,
there's one big lesson and a lot of branch off lessons, right? Is that
yeah.
what you're saying? Like a lot
yeah,
of
that's
ban-
what I,
okay,
that's,
go.
That's what I think is like, yeah, basically like, yeah, you're here for one life lesson, like that's like specific to something maybe you haven't had. Cause I believe in reincarnation and past lives and all that. And
me too.
I didn't always, but I do, and I'm actually a firm believer in that. And I think every time you incarnate, you're here to learn something different. But you should always be learning and progressing, and that's the type of evolution that I believe in, is evolving spiritually. And basically purifying your spirit and being able to gain higher consciousnesses and being able to basically grow closer with God, or, you know, the creator spirit, or whoever it is that, you know, you believe in. But I think that's what it is. And if you find that person that you feel you're meant to be with, you know, you probably are meant to be with them, and you're probably there to learn from them, or teach them, or vice versa, or help each other, you know? And even if it doesn't work out, like 10 years or something, you know, that's a long time. But you know what? It was probably meant for her to learn from that and to be able to realize, you know, what she wants for the next person. And the next person might be the one that she's supposed to be with, you know? And by learning from this, she might turn down 10 or 15 other guys, you know, that maybe before she would have chosen, and would have missed out on the person she's supposed to be with, you know? So I think with her, that's a horrible situation for anybody to be in. And if she listens to this, I feel for
she's
you.
She's on, like, there, by the way. She's listening
really
to you now.
She's listening
to you now. Yeah.
That's horrible.
She just texted me.
I mean, I've been with chicks who have cheated on me, or I've been with for months and then found out that they're cheating. And I think too, like, there's certain types of people that are more prone to cheating, and then people that, you know, would most likely never cheat. And I think you put it this way, like a scale 1 to 10, you know, how likely are you to cheat, Tariq, you know, right? So, and I like that, because there is, it's like, you know, there's a lot of people that are tens, like, you know, all they can do is cheat. And like, there's people I've worked with in the past that, you know, they, like, you couldn't trust them as far as you could throw them, you know? But then there's other people that, you know, there's no way in hell that they would ever cheat on their wife or anything, or their significant other, right? And there's certain things, though, that happen in your life, I think, and they're for a reason. And a lot of times you're not going to see it, like, right when it happens, and you're going to be, you know, hard on yourself, like, why didn't I see it coming, or why didn't I, whatever it is, you know, like, how could I have prevented it, whatever it is, you know? But it was meant to happen for a reason, and it might be one of the lessons that leads to either a greater lesson, or one of the lessons that you were just supposed to learn in this lifetime. That's how I feel about it, and that's how I've looked at it, because, you know, like, I've had a lot of those moments, and not just with relationships. I've had a lot of those moments in my life where, you know, I've been like, why did this happen to me? You know, I can't believe it. Like, this doesn't happen to anybody. Like, whatever. Like, you get down on yourself, or you can't believe something happened, especially when it takes so much time out of your life. Like, I really feel for that, because I've wasted a lot of years of my life on mistakes. That, you know, maybe could have been prevented, or maybe not. But the way I look at them is, whatever happens that, you know, ends up being bad, it's an experience that you can learn from, and you can use as a stepping stone to something bigger, greater, you know, something more along the lines of what you're supposed to be doing, you know. And
I get you.
Not thinking in, like, your ego or yourself, like, what you think you should be doing, but it's what your spirit feels it should be doing, you know? And sometimes things like that give you, like, an awe moment, you know, or like, man, you know? So
that's how I feel about it.
That's how I look at it, almost everything now. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, without those moments, sometimes you never get led to the right moment, you know?
That's true, because every circumstance or every person prepares you for the next circumstance or person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to comment on something that you're saying. So And by the way, we're talking about this because when you're trying to do your life purpose and making money with it and your soul's purpose and helping people, you know, like Stephen is a coach, I'm a coach, and he, you know, he has businesses, and we'll talk about that. But you run into roadblocks, and sometimes you're a significant other. And I understand that too. I get it. But there are no victims here unless you're small children, okay? And mm-hmm. So when you say, well, he did this, she did this to me. I told my client the other day, I said, listen, yeah, he's got a triple life going on here, but you participated in that. On some level, you had to know something was wrong because I've been working with you with it. She goes, I did. I said, so you're not a victim here. I said, now, if you go into it again, knowing all this stuff, then you know what? Then you pull me once, shame on me, shame on him. Pull me twice, shame mm-hmm. on you, right? So you're not a victim because you know what? You participated. And you knew you had red flags because we always get red flags. From day one, we do. And and we get them. And so you're like, well, he did this to me. I'm a broken person. I don't trust. Bullshit. Man, get over it. Live in the now. And you know, and I'm saying this, and, you know, I'm getting a lot of comments now on my text. Yes, live in the now. In the now. Quit blaming your spouse, your person, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and get wrap your head around that great business that's your purpose to do. Embrace the person that you're with and say, you know what, honey, I want to support you. And because my guy's traveling out of town tomorrow. He's actually going to San Jose. And there may be a chance his ex-girlfriend will be there. I don't care. Because you know what?
Yeah.
He doesn't love her. He loves me, and she's done that before. And I don't agree. I don't think he'll ever cheat on me. You know, one being the least cheat, the person to cheat, 10 being the most. Okay. I'm a one. My guy's a -0. Okay. He's a little bit, I think, better than me, just so you know. And we both wouldn't cheat. But I am not worried about when he gets off. I said, she's in San Jose meeting you because, you know, that's what she has looked at is, and I don't think she will, probably not, because that before when she had done it, it was his first time traveling, and she had access to his flight stuff because it was with his company. Anyway, that's another story. But, you know, he would never cheat on me, but I'm going to tell you something right now, and I would never cheat on him, but I never look at him and say, well, I feel this bad because it's happened to me before. Bullshit. Once again, who cares? Man, live in the now. That's when the miracles happen. And yes, I know you're texting me, and I hear you. But that's the way. Yeah, you know, I've got some of my clients texting me, telling me I'm really harsh, and I know that I am. But you know what? If I coddle them, if I pet their head, say it's gonna be okay. It is gonna be okay. But Stephen, you know what? You want to live with your girlfriend or your fiance in the now. I'm sure you guys do. I want to live with my guy in the now. And quit blaming him for what happened to me years ago. That was BMT, before my time, before your time, before anybody's time, right?
Yeah.
You know? So we're playing good cop, bad cop here. He's a good cop, obviously, tonight.
I don't think you're being a bad cop. I mean. You have to put it blunt, though, you know? Sometimes you have to be, like, straight up and just give the facts, you know? Because people need that. I need that, you know? That's why, like, sometimes when me and you were talking, you know, you'll tell me stuff, and I'm like, well, she said it. I'm like, but I knew she would, you know? Like, and also, like, I need to hear that, you know? And I think sometimes people just need to hear certain stuff, and so you need to have somebody around that's gonna be blunt and tell you the things that deep down you already know, but you're not wanting to deal with them, you know, basically. And I'm kind of the same way. My lady will tell you that, Tari. Crystal will tell you.
I'm
too,
sure.
Like, you know, Stephen's
yeah,
blunt.
You guys, you guys have
mine.
A good. No, I like that.
Huh?
So, yes, you're very direct. Yeah. You're very direct and to the point, and I get it, and I appreciate that about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Crystal and you have some ups and downs like we all do. But at the bottom line, you know, I'm sure she's supporting you in your business, and I'm excited about that because, you know, there's a lot of Stephen does some stuff. We'll talk about this next week, what we do. But he does SEO marketing, and I have a group of designers that we're trying to work with. And they're beautiful people inside and out, girls and guys. So we'll have to talk to you about that, right? So but they want to trust somebody and be able to stay with them for a few years. So we'll see how that works. Anyway, we're getting ready to close your call up. But those are some obstacles that you have with your loved ones, your whoever. And just remember, if they're not running a successful business more than yours, then you know what? Probably check somebody else out, right? Don't take business advice from them or jealous advice either. It's all good. So we're going to be here on every Tuesday night. And I'm sorry, this is something I'm passionate. No, I'm not sorry. I am very strong about this because I deal with people with this, and I want to help everybody. I want to help everybody be the best version they can be, and that helps me be the best version I can be. So I know that you've got some good stuff. Stephen's got a great story. You got to hear it sometime, you guys. So, Stephen, we're going to be on next Tuesday night, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah
we'll so, okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes, and so we got some good stuff here, and Stephen's getting married, and so we're all invited to the wedding. I'm just kidding. Okay. Yeah, Crystal's like, no. Anyway, your mom's like, it's a few. Anyway.
You're going to be like, you already have guys. Double the people I have. Stop.
Anyway. All right, honey. Take care. I'll talk to you in the next day or so. And give your mom and Crystal my best. And grandma, too. I love her. Okay.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.